Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright and sunny day across much of Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying pleasant temperatures, perfect for outdoor activities. Down in Eilat, it's a warm afternoon, while Haifa feels a gentle coastal breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, Revolutionary Guards claim they stopped a ship suspected of collaborating with the U.S. Army earlier today. Also, N12 reports that Israel is preparing for talks and their potential collapse with a third aircraft carrier en route to the region. Also this hour, a chilling video of the Petah Tikva mayor with a murdered man was posted on Facebook, as reported by Israel Hayom. Separately, polls have opened for Palestinians in their first election since the Gaza war, according to I-24 News. And finally, Times of Israel reports that amid a truce, Hezbollah attacked the IDF in South Lebanon, leading to IDF troops killing 6 gunmen in Bint Jael. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about a protest in front of Ambassador Mike Huckabee's Jerusalem home, where an 11-year-old boy addressed President Biden. Sam Sinijlawi, a commentator, spoke earlier today on Israel's Channel 11, emphasizing the significance of today's Palestinian elections beyond municipal matters. Shanaka, a military analyst, highlighted that 3 U.S. Navy carrier strike groups are now operating in the Middle East, marking a significant military presence since 2003. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Revolutionary Guards claim. According to Israel Hayom, the ship was captured after it ignored warnings and committed alleged violations. The ship's capture heightens tensions between Iran and the U.S., adding to the existing regional strain. Turning to Israel's military readiness, N12 reports that a third aircraft carrier is arriving, reinforcing forces amid potential diplomatic talks. This deployment underscores the seriousness of the situation, as diplomatic talks could impact regional stability. Meanwhile, the chilling footage involving the Petah Tikva mayor, shared by Israel Hayom, shows a past event with the now murdered man. This revelation raises questions about local politics and the nature of their relationship. Separately, as I-24 News reports, Palestinians are voting in municipal elections in both the West Bank and Gaza. These elections could affect local governance and power dynamics in Palestinian territories. Lastly, the Times of Israel details Hezbollah's attack on the IDF, which led to a swift Israeli response. This incident comes amid a ceasefire extension and underscores ongoing hostilities despite diplomatic efforts. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the Ministry of Finance's new policies could leave employers without compensation if an employee is placed on furlough, even for just a day. Separately, CTech reveals that Artlist has reached $300 million in annual recurring revenue as it focuses on AI video workflows, aiming to address challenges in generative content. And finally, according to Globes, a businessman has purchased 5 Tel Aviv apartments in the Du project, with prices averaging over $82,000 per square meter, highlighting the city's robust real estate market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.